What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And it's time for another episode of MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Double Agents.
Like I always say, the podcast is not spoiler-free, so before we go behind the scenes, make sure you're up to date on all the latest challenge episodes.
And today is an extra special episode because we are joined by the man, the myth, the Boston legend, CT himself! So stay tuned for that later in the episode.
We're also going to get into that insane challenge, the return of an epic elimination. Because we know, because we did it, they changed it. And all of the tensions rising in the house.
All right, Anissa, let's get into this one. All right, Anissa, your favorite segment. It's Safe House, where we're going to do this 36-second recap in honor of the 36th season. Anissa, are you ready?
No.
Here we go. Go.
So, we end up going to All Brawl. It's in the middle of a field with a lot of sheep shit and other animal shit, so you're just dodging piles of shit. Then we see a circle with mud and water in it, and then we're supposed to find a relic that they didn't tell us what it looked like, and then we look like we were doing an archaeological dig. And then after that, Cam won for our heat. I guess a choke Lolo. I don't really remember. It was in the moment. It was in the heat of passion. Then we got out, and then the full winners were CT and Big T versus Kyle and Cam.
Done.
And I can't do it. There was just so much stuff.
In the heat of passion, huh? Yeah. In the heat of passion. Sure. I liked that.
It's muddy. It's muddy. She's hot. I'm cold. Let's go.
Damn, that one fucking killed me. I was cracking up the whole time.
Well, Tori, now it's your turn to try and explain 36 seconds of what you saw.
Okay, here we go. Viewer's perspective.
All right. Yeah. In 3, 2, 1.
That's right, everybody. It's challenge day. Congrats to Leroy because he came back off that win looking high, kissing his girl in the room, about to get crazy. Boom, 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 boom. That's right. Pull it to the challenge. Pull it to the challenge. Take the H out of Hall Brawl. Call it an All Brawl. The H stands for happy day because I wish I was there. That shit looked fun as hell. Anissa, what were you doing on Lolo? Trying to have a baby. We like that shit too. CT was in there with Nam, putting him in the mud. Blah, blah, blah. That's right. Bring it over to the next time. Big T was there too. She was trying her best. We got to give her some credit. But Big Cam, Killer Cam took it from the top. Blah. Okay, that's right.
I feel like you're looking at a wall.
I'm like,
I wish you guys could all see Tori. I'm like, is she reading? Is there something else going on in that room?
Close my eyes.
Like, brah, da, da. Okay.
Close my eyes and really get in the zone.
We're going to have a whole album from this. Your EP from this podcast. All right, well, let's get into the play of the day. What did you think was the best athletic move?
Okay, I'm not going to call it athletic move, but I'm going to say it's got to go to Josh for winning his first elimination. Can we give it to him?
Yes. Like,
after 4 seasons, his first elimination. I want to give it to Josh. He deserves it. It doesn't matter what he looks like throwing those balls at the thing. He still got the W, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
I agree.
What do you think the play of the day was, Anissa?
Let's just talk about Nam. Mm-hmm. Sneaky, sneaky Nam.
Yes!
He was so smooth. He was so good. And a little secret before, I love to tell secrets before we even get to Challenge Confidential, but we would play Mafia all the time for those who know the game. You have to guess who people are, whatever. Mm-hmm. He would be able to tell who every single Mafia was. I mean,
wow.
He was just, he has this weird sixth sense and he's like super intuitive
and
he
just lying.
Yeah, and he's like, he's just really good at stuff like that, so I think that it was about time that he, you know, got to do something. And like, I loved that he got to get in there and like wrestle with CT. He was such a good sport about it, and he put up a good fight. So hats off, shirts off, pants off to you, Nam. I love you.
Anissa.
I love you. I do love Nam so much. He's such a sweet, such a good guy.
Anissa, can we give the dirtiest deed of the day to you putting Lolo in a chokehold?
The dirtiest deed of the day is getting older because I had to use her neck to get up.
I love you.
I had to get back up. How was I going to get back on my... Tori, you're going to realize as you get older, you're going to need more assistance getting up off of your knees.
Oh, shit.
All right. Let me rephrase that. Tori, when you're on the ground doing something.
Doing something.
Tori, sit down on the ground Indian style, then you got to get back up. Yeah. Okay, and your hips aren't flexible. It's not always hard, but when you're in mud and cold water, I think I was just trying to get my bearings. But I did kind of, you know, tackle her because when you got a quick-ass Olympian in the water, you're going to take that ass down. What I felt bad about was that I told her I really wanted her to do well and, like, I wanted her to play because after last episode when Teresa was like, don't play, guys. I was like, play, and then I'm the one to take her out. So, I mean, clearly I felt, you know, bad about that, but...
I mean, honestly, I don't think it was the dirtiest deed of the day. The dirtiest deed was Kyle going up to her saying that Anissa did it, was trying to get you out.
Yes.
Kyle's a fucking liar.
That is, actually. You know what? He is the dirtiest deed.
He is so dirty. That motherfucker.
Kyle went up and he was like... But he was riling up us up after we got home. He was like, Anissa, she's gonna kick your ass. And then he'd go over to her and be like, she said she thinks you're... I'm like, Kyle, I never said any of those things. And I think that Lolo knew that or she would have came in. I mean, that she was fired up, Lolo doesn't give a shit. She would have came in and said something to me. So, Kyle, you dirty, dirty bastard. You better be glad I fucking love you.
Yeah. Well, we do love him. He's just one of those people that you like, he does the most fucked up shit, but he's funny, so he gets away with it.
Right.
It's like...
But I think we also know how to separate the two. Like, it wasn't the end of my life because he lied to her, you know?
Yeah.
Well, let's just get into this episode. Let's just pick this thing apart. Let's rip off the Band-Aid.
All right.
Yo, it's called All Brawl. First of all. We're all brawling. Like, everybody got to touch everybody. Mm-hmm. And... I think that this is, I wish you would have been there. I feel like this is such a challenge you would have enjoyed.
Yeah.
Just getting in there. I mean, even though I was saying we look like hippos in the mud, we did because we were in there for so long and you don't see that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I'm always in the heat that goes first.
Mm. Which is hard because you didn't know what object you were looking for, right?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, to say that, they said a relic. So I thought we were looking for an ancient artifact.
Right.
And they were like, it's going to be really heavy. I'm in there pulling up the tarp. They thought I had it the whole time. And then they were like, Kyle's like, tackle Anissa for no apparent reason. Like, and it was funny. And I really didn't care. But once Nani got it and started screaming, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to tackle Nani. Because I knew that I could or she could tackle me. And Big T was it like...
Yeah,
because we had done this game, you know, we were on that sack the week before together.
Yeah.
Cam, Nani, and Big T and myself, we were ready to do it again.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
We had already kind of built that trust where we were like, you know what? It's a game. May the best woman win. Like,
yes. I love that.
So we make it a little dirty.
I think that is the most important attitude to have because it's like you come on the show to do things like that. You build bonds with people in the house. But at the end of the day, you're competing against those people. Like, right. It is what it is. So if you can, the people in the house who know how to just leave the challenge at the challenge and just go have fun in the house and decompress together, those are my favorite kind of people. So I love that for Nani. I fucking love that for you. Just every fucking woman that brings that to the show.
Even
so important.
Big T, like, it's not even, she was getting in there.
Yeah, she was.
I was just standing there by myself. So I was like, oh, maybe I should move around a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, the next round is the Nam round, right?
Yeah.
And he was so good, like you said, like he just definitely gets play of the day because he was literally picking up rocks and still throwing them while that thing was under the water. So like he was so sneaky to the point where he literally did not look like he had it.
Well, no, and he was also thinking his way through this. Mm-hmm. Like every move, super calculated.
Yeah.
And that's like, I feel like the engineer brain in him. Like, how do all these pieces fit? And like, how do I make this? How do I get to the end? Like, how do I win?
Yeah. I probably would
have figured it out.
Yeah. I probably would have been like Nani. I probably would have been like, oh shit, I got it. Like, I probably would have done
I would have kicked that thing right to the edge. They thought I had it the whole time because I was just going around the perimeter.
Oh, really?
I didn't have shit, but big ass rocks. Yeah. I didn't have anything.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Well, the next round was Gabby and Amber and...
Oh, my God, this one.
How was?
I knew Teresa had it because she has a horrible poker face. That's what I was saying in the episode.
Yeah.
Like, she was smiling. She looked like a big kid. And I was like... And when they jumped on Teresa, you don't see it from that angle, but her whole face goes in the water. I mean, like, everything. Everybody jumps on her.
Oh no, that
like
sucks.
Theirs was super physical too. And then Gabby gets it and she wins, which is nice because people don't understand. Like Gabby and I are now friends. Mm-hmm.
Gabby's sweet,
but I was proud because I feel like she's so sensitive and like mm-hmm. I think that she saw herself, you know, like as one of the smaller girls that she would be kind of targeted and as a newer player would be targeted. And this was a nice win for her.
Yeah, it was. And CT does the same thing. Everybody was just so smart with it. Oh, wait, did he get caught though?
Well, they were like, I was like, CT's got it. You know, like, yeah. I know him.
Oh, the Leroy CT shit. Is, sorry.
Yeah. Well, Leroy was walking around like a blind man. Leroy was like, where'd he go? I'll see him. Leroy had his hands out in front of him. Just imagine like a zombie like that. Mm. And then close your eyes a little bit because you have mud in it. And then walk around slowly like, where you at? I'll see him. So the whole time, Leroy was doing that. And I think that he just, it was just a bunch of guys like just not knowing CT had it.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to CT later in the episode because I'm trying to figure out where he put that relic when Leroy checked his feet.
He's fucking good. So TJ pops up and says, you know, you guys got a final round. Oh, well, it's you and your partner versus them and their partner. Mm-hmm. So it's Cam versus Big T, Kyle versus CT. This was a hard one to watch. CT has been cold and out of the water for so long. I mean, this was hour. I mean, you know how long these challenges take, and I don't think the viewers get to see that, but we are freezing. Iceland is freezing, and we're all wet. Mm-hmm. So Cam versus Big T. Cam wins. It's killer Cam. You know, I expected that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, CT and Kyle go for it. And Kyle's a scrappy son of a bitch, so.
And honestly, CT and Kyle, we've seen it before. Like, we're going to have CT later on in the episode to describe what it was like in there if he did break a deal with Kyle. But, like, who knows? Both of those guys are heavy hitters, too. So, like, you never know what's going to fucking happen.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get into this elimination. Asset destruction. This is something that you've seen before.
Hate that motherfucking crate.
And I'll tell you that this is where we see the second time we see an elimination repeated, but it's looking a little different. So
yeah,
I'm thinking right now, I'm like, you know, these may be the only eliminations we're going to get.
Yeah.
But they're going to be crazy. So this one, you have the puzzle element, and on the puzzle, you have dots where you're going to actually break the skull in those places. So you would have had to do a puzzle too.
A slider puzzle. Mm.
You're not too bad at slider puzzles.
No, I've been practicing with cards, you know, like when you lay the cards from.
That's the same thing.
Yeah. I'm trying, Issa. I'm trying.
I love you. It's okay. So Josh and Nani get voted in, which is great because either way, we wanted one of them to get their skulls. Mm-hmm. One, because Josh is my friend. Two, because Josh is, you know, with Fessy and all of them, and I need to keep my circle strong. And, you know, I want Nani to be there because, you know, we're getting further along in this game. And, you know, I want her to be here with me in the house, damn it.
Yeah.
So tell me from the viewer's perspective what you thought about this elimination.
Okay, I'm going to be real with you. That shit was fucking hysterical. And, like, I needed that laugh. Like, I hate it that it's at Josh's expense, but it was really funny. I feel bad for Michi. I know how much it sucks to be stuck on something when the whole world around you is continue to move, you know? So I know that feels bad. But like, Josh, throwing those balls, man. Like, and he said, what did it look like when you were there?
I don't know. I'm not talking about that. No, what got me was the music. And it's been done to me. I get it, Josh. Don't be upset.
Yeah.
Where they just slow down that music and make it like, dee, 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 dee. And you're just like, it went from like thrashing heavy metal to like some song played on the recorder slow-mo. Just, I think that Josh isn't throwing medicine balls around. I think that's what it is.
You know what though? He's I gotta give him credit. I've been watching his Instagram stories. He's been at the gym. He's been doing medicine balls. So you know, when somebody loses something or doesn't do something exactly perfectly on a challenge, if they're a good competitor, they'll go home and they'll work on it. And you definitely see that with Josh.
I mean, it was a shutout though, Tori.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not that Michi was even close.
Right. It's true.
I mean, Josh won it by leaps. And Josh could have gone and done the puzzle again.
Yeah.
and went back to throwing the balls and missing and then making them and still probably would have won.
Yep.
So, and Josh has been working out for a while. I think that that's just part of his lifestyle, but he always wants to be better. And I think this was such a big morale boost for him. I think also for Nani, because they stay together, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I do like that Nani's with somebody who really supports her and that she's with someone that she can support. I just think they work well together, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Josh is a sweetheart. He's literally one of my favorite males in the house. I know that people are like, he's emotional. I'm happy he's emotional. I'm happy there's a man out there who is so in touch with the way he feels that maybe it's over the line sometimes, but he's so authentic. So I love Josh and I love what he brings to the show. And anybody who wants to talk shit on Josh, just know I'm not the one to talk to because I fucking love him.
You also love Michi.
I do love Michi, yo. Me, you, and Michi, we used to sit on the couch and sing together. We were like a trio. We had the shit going on.
I mean, I was there for a couple of them, but they would sing a lot.
we love each other.
I mean, a lot.
I love Michi.
It was a cute friendship.
Oh, he's so amazing.
It was
amazing.
A cute friendship.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll see him again in some capacity because he is a character.
I hope so. But you know what? I asked him and he was like, you know, Tori, like I'm a singer. I'm a dancer. My body is like my temple. I got to make sure that I don't fuck it up doing a challenge so that he can continue to keep doing his dance and singing career. And he's amazing at it. So I hope we see him again. But I understand if we don't. But I do hope we see him again.
Yes.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, we're going to have the one and only CT on, so stay tuned.
Okay, folks, one of our favorite times here on the podcast is interview time, and we have a special, special guest today, one of the biggest heartthrobs of the challenge, a fierce, fierce competitor. a fierce, fierce competitor that has been feared and loved for many, many years. This is a friend of mine, and I'm happy to have him on. Please welcome a big CT. Oh, the crowd goes crazy. Hi, CT.
Yo, CT. I like that one, Anissa. That was a good one.
How are you doing, man?
I'm all right. Can't complain. Honestly, I'm excited to talk to you girls because this is the first time I've actually talked to an adult in about 3 weeks.
You just been hanging out with CJ?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on dad duty since I got home. You know, I find myself talking to everyday people, whether I'm at, like, the store, or coffee shop, whatever it is, I talk in baby.
In baby. Yeah.
But I order a coffee and I'm like, hi, can I have a yeah, let's go with the big one. I want the big one.
That's so funny.
Oh yeah. My gosh, man. How does it feel to watch? Do you watch episodes with CJ or is he not allowed to watch?
No,
it?
So I'm actually at a point where I know the time is going to come where I have to tell him what I'm doing because he just turned 5 and he's a big boy now. He's a big boy now. So he doesn't need help, but he's very observant and he's starting to notice, like, if we go to breakfast and someone wants to come up and take a photo or something, he's looking at them like, why does this random person want to take a photo with my dad?
Wow.
This is weird. Yeah. So it's kind of like, so if, you know, when we were doing, one of the after shows there, you know, it was taking a kid to work day and I'm filming a video because he has that Spanish accent where the B's and the V's are mixed up. He's like, why are you making a video for work? What do you do for it? And I'm like, I don't want to tell him yet. I don't want
to
tell him.
Does he think you're a superhero? He has to.
He doesn't know. Well, I just think in any kid that age, he's going to look at your parent. They're going to look at their parents like they're a superhero. Yeah, wait till he's old enough to find out that his parent is flawed like everybody else's parents and we just normal people. So I'm trying to ride it out. I don't want him to look. I know that time's gonna come when he's gonna like type in his name, which is my name, and I'm gonna come up. And then how do I explain to him? Do as I say, not as I do. You know, because he's gonna have receipts.
I mean, well, speaking of those receipts, you started doing the challenge in 2003.
He's gonna date me, huh?
I mean, I'm also dating myself, literally and figuratively speaking. So, how has how has the show changed since you started?
I honestly, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like the challenge went from, the challenge originally was to bring cast members back from Real World and Road Rules together to just put on the show. I remember, I think Inferno was one time when we could actually bring musical instruments on the show, and we were up to almost sunrise. And I remember one of the producers came in and was like, hey guys, maybe you should get some sleep. We have a challenge tomorrow. We all looked at each other like, oh, right. That's why we're here. You know, this is back when like eliminations was, they were like, it was, you would walk on a treadmill with an itching powder suit on, you know, now it's like full blown Olympics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you can't drop a double back handspring, like you're not even asked to come.
Oh my
God. Wasn't as intense. It wasn't as serious, I guess. But then again, I mean, there wasn't as much money on the line either. So,
right.
Yeah, I would say that's how it's changed. It's gotten a lot more serious to the point where, you know, a lot of people consider it the fifth major sport in the States, which is kind of cool to be a part of, you know, to watch it evolve. Like, Anissa, like when we started, like reality TV was frowned upon, you know, it wasn't accepted in the industry.
Yeah, we were like,
you know, if you wanted to do anything else, you had to stop doing reality TV. Look at Jimmy Chung, look at The Miz.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, we have congressmen, our congresspeople from the show.
Yeah.
What else has changed? The liability aspect has changed because reality TV has become such a machine. Right. We can't get away with half the shit that we used to do.
Oh my
Remember
God,
back
no.
in the day when our days off were real days off?
Yeah. No cameras on Saturday, just in town.
Yeah. Drop us off in the middle of town. Be back here by 4 or you got to find your own way back to the house. We'd be like, what? Hell yeah.
I'm a bar in South Africa with a bunch of dudes watching rugby. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, then people would come up missing for 2 days, come back with a raw steak and a fucking crusty nose.
I can't do it.
Yeah, swear to God.
Well, you know what, CT? I got to give you credit, man, because you, over the seasons, have also changed. And I'm just talking about recently, your big transformation, your body. What the fuck did you do to prep for this season?
I turned 40, had a midlife crisis, or midlife breakthrough is what I like to call it. I had to get my head right. Yeah, stop beating my feelings and stop drinking, to say the least.
You know? Okay.
Yeah, your body looked great. I was like, whoa.
You know what? Compared to what you were looking at, yeah, you know, I got a long way to go. I just got under 240, by the way. I didn't realize I was like 270, 275.
Listen.
Looking like a big boy. Big boy.
You look like you were going to run through people this season. I thought it was great. I saw some abs poking out. I saw the V. I was like, that's my boy. You can get, because we're older, but, you know, it's not going to be the same, but I thought you looked great.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I really tried. It's only getting better though. I got more motivation now. And look, if I'm going to continue to do these shows, I have to adapt. And I think that's the problem with a lot of cast members from my generation is just you can't continue to play the same game because times are changing. Like say for example, the term rookie, right? Rookie to us back in the day was a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, clueless person that came in, wanted to be everybody's friend, was just happy to be there. Nowadays it's all these other people from all these other shows that have experience in the game one way or another. Like if you look at like Big Brother, right? They play they got this the mental game where, you know, they just tell everybody what they want to hear and just figure it out when the time comes. But to jump back to my point, the term rookie is completely different than what it was back in the day. And I don't think, like a lot of people that we've seen who have tried to come back, don't adapt well because they're sort of used to the old ways.
It's a big change.
Another thing too is I've been trying to ride the line of always past his prime, he's weak, he's out of shape.
Yeah.
And at the same time, trying to instill some sort of stay away from me, I'll bite you.
Yep.
But at the same time, my knees, my hips, and my lower back are fucking killing me.
They're saying a whole different thing.
Oh God. Those bunk beds, they don't get any easier.
No, they don't. These were pretty rough. It was like a couch cushion on top of plywood. They were pretty bad. So let me ask you, CT, what challenge moment are you most proud of?
I would have to say, off the top of my head, my proudest challenge moment, I think personally, I think it would be Invasion. It was when I sort of came out of hiding and I came back on the show, flawed and all, you know, heavy set, dad bod TT era, you know, I did it for my son type of thing. And, you know, I did it on my own. It was an individual challenge. And, yeah, I was really proud of that one.
Yeah, that one was sick.
I mean, I'm proud of a bunch of moments.
I mean, you've done so many things on the show, so I think it's probably hard for you to sift through all of the things in the folder of what you've done. Like, you have 50 daily wins. Do you know that?
Seriously?
Yeah, no. It's insane. I just read
daily
it.
Wins. We got the stats, man. 50. Like, so yeah, like,
receipts,
when you think
huh?
about the date,
wow.
I got the receipts, yeah. boy.
Let's go.
So, like, when you think about that number, like, what, which one of those daily challenges, like, sticks up in your mind as, like, damn, like, that was a really hard one, but, like, I overcame mm-hmm. it where I fought. Like,
I really
one pops in your mind.
Well, the one that just popped up was the one that me and Wes had won, the challenge before the final when I won my first challenge. Anisha, you can attest to this. There's nothing worse than dealing with all the BS from the challenges to get sent home right before the final.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling.
That was the bane of my existence for the longest time. It took me 10 seasons to win my first season.
Yeah,
you know?
Wow.
And it was either like I made it to the final and lost, or I made it right to the end, right before the final, and got sent home. Mm-hmm. And I remember everybody, the whole house was against me and Wes, and we pulled it off. I think it was like the half pipe run up and down.
I saw that one. That one was
what's his
crazy.
Name ran me over, of all people. I was trying to avoid the contact. He slipped his shoulder on me, sent me into the water.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I rewatched old seasons when I was like getting ready for season 36, and I was watching that shit. I'm like, damn. God, you guys have done some crazy stuff.
Yeah, but nowadays it's to a whole nother level. You got to give it to the challenge guys. They have a way. They just keep turning the dial up.
Yeah. Man.
I'll tell you what, though. Yeah. To this day, the scariest challenge to this day to me is still trivia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now they're just making it worse. They're like, how uncomfortable can we make them while asking them, like, fairly easy questions? But when you're up in the air.
Wait, how long is the fall before they hit terminal velocity? We're going to hit that dial. But, yeah, make sure they fall back on the back of their head.
Yeah, they're like, so I get up there. I'm like, is this really 30 feet?
Like, I'm.
Because it looks
30,
like 40.
32.
Right?
Yeah, right? Well, 30 from the pier.
Right.
It's about 40 to hit the water.
Right. Oh, and like, it's just. Yeah, trivia is definitely one of those things.
I'm honestly surprised they haven't shot us out of a cannon yet.
No, they shot Jordan out of a crossbow on War of the Worlds 2, remember?
They can always find that gray area, can't they?
Yeah.
Well, there's no gunpowder involved, so, I mean, it's not technically a cannon.
Yeah.
I want to dig into this receipt, too. I want to pull this one out and ask you, with 18 seasons, 8 finals, and 3 titles under your belt, who is your biggest competitor at this point?
You know, I've had rivalries in the past that have prevented me from moving forward, and I've could have handled differently. But I honestly think that I was my own worst enemy, especially in the early seasons of my career on the challenge. I didn't do myself any favors. I was either getting kicked off or just running around with my head cut off, acting like my poop didn't stink, just always ready. I looked at it like I said before, like reality TV wasn't really accepted as it is now. And I kind of looked at it like I got lucky. I hit the lottery. I want a free trip. You know, I hit the lottery. It was like the Willy Wonka golden ticket. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that's how it is now. Like we go to the airport and we hand in our phone and everything else. And then they give us the ticket, you know?
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah.
And I always looked at it like it was a free vacation. I never really took it serious. And looking back on it, I wish I had taken it more seriously. I think I would have, I could have done more with the hand I was dealt, you know, it wasn't until, you know, in a weird way, it wasn't until I took a break from the challenges where I kind of had, I came back with a different appreciation for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more grateful than I was in the past, you know, wasn't so quick to be like, well, you know, fuck you. What's up, dude? I'll go home right now. I'm taking you with me. Yeah. You think I give a fuck? I'm not worried about you. I got people I got to answer to when I get home. What's up, dude? You think I'm bad? I'm the good one.
to
being like, yeah, getting kicked off, waking up in a hotel room, like, fuck, with a hangover, like,
totally.
I could have beat that kid in the final. You know, that could have been me.
Right.
And
yeah.
I guess that's just all a part of, you know, live and learn and growth. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've continued to come back. Same thing with you, Anissa. And you're on your way, Tori, too. Where, like, we've basically grown up on national television. Mm-hmm. We've grown up in front of everybody's eyes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about it. We was doing this, like, in the college when we were – you know, in our early 20s, mm-hmm. those same people that were watching us in our early 20s now, you know, now are older now. And, they, you know, we're still holding it down. We're sort of the an old generation. I'm the old and the new, but they can't get rid of us.
No, you guys fucking, you guys just have so much experience. You guys literally, like, everybody always asks me, like, okay, first and foremost, anytime people know that I'm on the challenge, they don't say, oh my God, that's awesome. They say, oh my God, you know CT, right? Okay, that's literally what people say to me all the time. But you two, the way you two have the ability to just look at a game and strategically figure out how you're going to conquer it, puzzles, whether it be like a fucking, you guys crush it. Like, you should never stop doing it until you're ready to stop, because you're monsters. You've literally proven to me that at any age, you can come back and still kill the shit as long as you got it. So I think you should fucking keep doing a CT and Anissa. Both
of
you guys.
Look at, I've been trying to take a page out of Anissa's book lately. We're working smarter, not harder. Me, I would come in brute force, run through a wall where it's like, why don't we just wait for the door to open?
Right. I think I should teach myself that too. Like,
I mean, CT, this season you're killing it and you're really holding it up for your team. Like, Big T is there. She brings all of this amazing political game. But like, when it comes down to like that strength and all of the things that you bring, you really fucking killed it. So what is it like working with Big T? Because both you guys have such different strengths.
With Big T, to me, she's really doing more for me than I'm doing for her. She's really helping me. I feel like I've been kind of sort of recluse, I guess, or introverted since the dad bod era. And there's a lot of new cast members, and not a lot of new people on the show. And she, on this season, she really helped me to sort of like build new relationships. And she's really helped me adapt to like the new style of game that's going on now. And I know I've helped her with her confidence, and I learned a lot from when me and Veronica were on a team. And, you know, I'm not proud of the way I was a teammate with her. And let's get something straight. There's no way my fat ass was getting across that steak rope challenge. And I know I gave her all the heat for it, but she didn't deserve that. You know, she's a Hall of Fame in her own right. And I learned from that. Like, okay, if I had given Veronica the same sort of encouragement that I gave Big T, I bet you things would have ended up differently. So I tried to come into it with that sort of mentality. And at the same time, she was underrated. I think this was kind of like, this is turning into sort of her breakout season where like, wow, oh yeah, she actually can perform. She's good at like the, I don't want to say weird challenges to dismiss it, but like, look, she's not a fighter and she's not a long distance runner. I can say the same thing. I'm not a long distance runner. I'm not good at climbing, but I'm better at other things. And I think she really showed what she has to offer in this one. But also, like you said, politically, she really helped me adapt to really understand who these new and up-and-comers are and really help my game with the newer generation of people, all kids from the show. Mm-hmm. And, I'm just trying to survive at this point because, I mean, I came in thinking that, like, hey, happy to be here. Remember when we did the initial toast?
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, why don't we just all say something we're thankful for? And everyone was like, boo, get out of here. I'm over here trying to help the same people win that were trying to send me in. I had no idea. I came in. Honestly, I feel like I'm a born-again rookie on this season.
A born-again rookie.
Seriously, I'm just trying to survive. There's no moves being made at this point. I don't know who to trust. My head's all messed up. I'm like, I'm just like, I'm telling everybody anything you want to hear. Just please leave me alone.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, it kind of worked out in your favor because, like you said, you were targeted really heavy in the beginning, and then you obviously got a new partner, Big T, and then you end up being in a really good spot. So it was like a blessing in disguise that all of that happened.
Mm-hmm. So far, so good, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So let's go to the episode a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Now, you're in that muddy thing. Mm-hmm. You're doing what you have to do. Mm-hmm. You had the relic at your feet. I mean, right? Or am I wrong? Because I feel like I saw you inching, but it could have been that the hip was acting up. I didn't know.
No, I had it.
Sneaky.
So look, the thing is, I think what everybody did was run to the end, and then everybody started fishing around, but everybody was afraid to go back to the front because they were afraid they wouldn't be able to catch somebody who found it. So I was like, well, whatever. What's going to happen is more than likely it's going to be a pig pile, sort of like what happened with Nani.
Right.
She was like, yay, look, I won. So I was like, okay, you know what? Fuck it. So I was walking around and I thought I stepped on a rock. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, shit. Okay. And then I tried to do the whole song and dance of, ooh, I'm cold. I don't want to put my hands in the water. Mm, and I'm doing like the zigzag thing, right? Where I'm like, And then everybody, I wasn't playing enough well enough because everybody blew up my, the bleacher section decided to blow up my spot. And then Leroy comes crawling over because they were like, look at him, look at him. And so what I did was when I said, check me, I actually take my left leg and I slide it over. I'm like, go ahead, look. Like I was spreading my legs to be like, go ahead, take a peek. But I really had it on the outside of my left foot.
Oh my God, you're so sneaky.
Yeah, it was that close. It went like this. I was like, go ahead. Go ahead, look, look. And I pulled it over like that.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, here's what I looked at it. The way I looked at it was like, if I freaked out and dove down to grab it, everybody would have jumped on
me.
But if Leroy grabbed it, everybody would have jumped on him.
Right.
So I'm like, worst case scenario, you're not going anywhere because you're going to grab it with two hands. I'm just going to grab you, let everybody tackle you, and wait for the ball to pop loose, sort of like with Nani. She ended up throwing it.
Right.
That was like, okay, worst case scenario. And if I get lucky, what'll happen is, you know, he doesn't see it. He doesn't feel it. And he didn't. He didn't really give a thorough check, though. He just kind of was like, all right, I'm looking. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around like, who got it? Someone's going to try to run. You know, and he was kind of like, nah, I don't got it. And he, like, walked away. So then I had to, like, play it off because I didn't want to keep inching toward the finish line. So I just went back.
Yeah.
And I kind of looked around, wait for everyone to, like, not – you know, turned it back to me. As soon as they did, I was more worried about Corey because he was the closest. He was all like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's hungry, man. He's a big dude. So I was like, last thing I need is that motherfucker.
Totally, yeah.
So as soon as he turned his back, I took off and ran.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. But what about the Kyle round? Did you broke a deal with Kyle?
It wasn't like I broke a deal. It's just, look at it. I was kind of being a poor sport. Like sometimes, I've been doing this long enough where like never get your hopes up. I was like, oh, I got this. I didn't know it was two rounds, right? And the last one was going to be an infinite number of rounds. And then I had to do it with my partner. And I was just like,
Right.
So it was just, to me, I looked at it like, me and Kyle can go back and forth all day long. The guy's beaten me before. Me and him are going to go at it. But the thing is, we both have to win. And you know, Big T's going up against Cam. Big T's, she's good at certain things. One thing, Anissa, you can attest to this. She's not a wrestler. She's not a fighter like that. And to me, it would have been like, I felt like we've gone so far, like building our confidence and all that. I didn't want to make her feel bad because this isn't her type of event.
Right.
And if it was, I would have started with back at ground. I would have been back at zero again with her. It would have been at ground level. It would have just been, she would have felt bad. It would have been like, oh, I let you down. And she already felt like that as it is.
Yeah.
You know, she already feels like she's living in my shadow. And me and Kyle would have put up a good fight with each other. Do I think I could have had him? Yeah. Do I think it would have been worth the fight? No.
Yeah.
Not to take anything away from him. He wanted it more. I guess I'll say that. You know what I mean? Like, no, look at Kyle's a scrapper. He's good at what he does. He's already beat me in one of these things before, right? So, whatever.
The eye roll. CT just eye rolled for anyone who doesn't have
we
visual.
Can see it all.
What are you talking about? This is a phone call. This isn't even, we don't have any video. There's nothing sacred with you girls.
Listen, they're wondering why we're laughing at nothing funny.
To me, it was like, I don't have anything to prove. Like, one thing I've learned from these challenges, it's to live to survive and fight another day. Like, yeah, you know what? We could have been back and forth. Who knows what would have happened? We'd have been there all day, whatever, right? For what?
Yeah.
For what? I got nothing to prove.
And it was so cold.
Yeah. It looked freezing.
It was so, no, it was so cold. He was turning like blue.
Yeah, it looked freezing.
Because once he was done his heat, he had to wait. So it's not like you just automatically went. You know how long these take?
Yeah, for what? To get hurt for something? Because I want
to
be a hero.
Hypothermia. You might be a big boy, but you were cold that day. I was freezing. I couldn't imagine.
You know what? I can't complain because the first challenge, the first elimination, it worked in my favor. I can't complain about it. This time around, it didn't work in my favor. Yes, I would have loved to have won. So that way I could send myself in and go for that. Mm-hmm. You know, fine. But it just, you know, it's the challenge, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's in your favor, sometimes it's not. This time around it wasn't, and whatever. We're still here.
Like you said, play smarter, not harder. So, I mean, mm-hmm. this wasn't the one that needed to be won, and you were clearly safe all episodes. So, I mean, on to the next one. Live, survive, fight another day, like you said.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck Kyle, all right? Fuck it. I swear he's like my fucking kryptonite. I don't know. He always shows up when least expected to fuck up my day. I'll tell you what though. Watching this last challenge, I was very skeptical with him. I was surprised to hear him not talking about throwing me in because we all know that his MO, he likes to play everybody's best friend. He likes to play both sides.
Right.
And I honestly thought that he was part of this conspiracy to make sure that, you know, CET never gets a chance to go into elimination because the last thing we want to do is see him in a final. And right. I thought him, as a way to get back at Fessy, he was going to try to throw me in. But then again, he didn't give me a chance. So there, actually, you know what? Maybe we just did something.
You're figuring everything out.
He
wasn't
part
own.
Of the conspiracy to make sure I didn't get.
No, he really hated me and he did not. And Fessy, and he really wanted us to go in. It just did not work out that way.
Yeah. CT, we fucking love you, man. And we're so thankful that you gave us the opportunity to peel that brain back and feel what's going on in your life. So thank you so much. Where can the people follow you? How can we support you?
You know, the only thing I really have, honestly, is Instagram @ famous for nothing.
What about Habitual? What about the movie?
Yes. Oh, also, yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We have me and my buddy, Johnny. We made our own horror film. Check it out, mm-hmm. Habitual. Yeah. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Xfinity On Demand. It's on iTunes. I believe it's on YouTube. Showcase.com. Yeah, if you're into horror. It's a psychological, drug-themed horror. It's got a little bit of gore. Right, but it's not such a hack and slash like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's about a group of kids who go to this rave, get caught up in something they shouldn't, and karma's a bitch.
And you're in the movie, right?
I am.
Yeah, so everybody,
fucking scary.
Everybody better go watch that. Go support your favorite challenger. Go watch Habitual. Go get that. Let us know what you think about it. CT, thank you so much.
Oh, but this is great. You girls are killing it. I'm so happy that you girls are doing it. It's about time they had like a challenge podcast.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. We love you, CT.
Thanks, girls. Appreciate it. Love you, too.
Go Bye. Take on the world, handsome.
Bye.
Oh, thank you, CT. You are always fun to talk to and great to listen to. I'm sure listeners everywhere loved hearing from you. So thank you for that, and I'm sure we will be seeing you soon.
Let's go into the next segment, Challenge Confidential. I wasn't there, Anissa. Give me some tea. Any hookups that I don't know about?
Yes, actually, there really? Are.
Who? I was kidding.
Well, Amber and Michi were a cute little thing. Mm. They were like a cuddly, cute little thing. So when they became partners, we were like, oh, shit. They together for real now.
Oh, I think that would have been a cute storyline. Like, that would have been cute.
I know. They never show anybody. Like, finally, we got a hookup. Like, let's show it. And they seem like they genuinely liked being around each other. Yeah. You know, and Amber definitely is silly. And you don't get to see that a lot. So, and, you know, Michi's silly. So it's like, and like, come on, celebrate it. At least somebody was getting some in that house.
Right.
I just want to know where it is. Like, hello. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
That was one thing.
I have a question.
Ooh, go.
Okay, it's not really juicy, but I'm really curious. Like, where did you guys like, did that? So they hid the relic in different spots every time, obviously. So did you guys have to go back on the bus for every round?
Oh, hell no. So they made us turn around each time they dropped the relic. So for me, I'm like trying to listen. I'm like, oh, I got this. I know exactly what corner it's in. And to be honest, I should have gone with my gut and went right there. But I didn't. We didn't know what to look for. So once again, we're at a disadvantage going first. Because we didn't know that it was an X. If I knew it was an X, which I'm familiar with.
Right.
I would have been looking for that.
Totally. Okay. So every round they just made you guys turn around?
Yes.
So funny.
Girl, I was not walking through that field of shit.
Yeah.
Okay. It was so, the bus was far enough. Like, no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
It was a long, cold day. It was sunny. And then all of a sudden it was like 40 degrees and rainy. So,
and you guys just had a water challenge literally last week. So
it's yeah, it's like, crazy. You take us to Iceland, land a fire in ice, but I've only seen ice. Yeah. And you make us keep getting in the water. Get us out. I'm cold.
Oh, man. Well, it looked amazing and it looked fun. And I'm jealous I wasn't there. So I'm living vicariously through you right now, Anissa.
It's okay, baby cakes. You have so many seasons ahead of you.
Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Should we close this one out?
Yeah. Unless you want to be here with me for longer.
I mean, wouldn't like, say no.
I love you, but I got shit to do too.
All right, Anissa, tell everybody where we can follow you and how we can support your fine ass.
You can find me, Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV on Instagram. I'm there on Twitter, but more so on Instagram. DM me. I usually respond. I don't know if I'll respond right away, but I usually do. And I read all of them. And I love all the support and love that I get. And I want to thank you all so much for that. And Tori, author.
Hey.
Singer.
Hey.
Friend.
Hey, friend.
Where can we find you?
All right, guys. You can find me, Tori _Deal. I did put out a kid's book. I would love it if you supported it. If not, it's all good. I'm still here. You ain't going to get rid of me that quick. And keep watching episodes of The Challenge every Wednesday. Keep sending in your questions.
And go behind the scenes with us the next morning on MTV's official Challenge podcast.